It must always be kept in mind that the afterlife is not as after as we assume. All three dimensions of consciousness are ever-present. So far, we've used the metaphor of a journey to describe what happens in the afterlife. Most people expect to give up the physical world for a higher world. The Vedic rishis would point out that the real shift is one of allegiance. When we die, we give up our allegiance to consciousness filled with physical objects and move on to consciousness filled with subtle objects. In Vedanta, this is what going to heaven means. A shift in allegiance looks easy from the perspective of the rishis. However, it proves terribly difficult for most people, East and West, because the physical world is so convincing. Doubt arises when we think about the other world, despite the fact that we inhabit it in our dreams all the time. A perfect example of such doubt and the anxiety it brings is Shakespeare's Hamlet. In Hamlet's most famous soliloquy, "To be or not to be," he wonders whether he should commit suicide in the face of overwhelming misery. Even though committing suicide would end his suffering, Hamlet pauses to reason out things logically, breaking down the problem as the rational mind is used to doing. "To die, to sleep perchance to dream, aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come, when we have shuffled off this mortal coil, must give us pause." Leaving aside the greatness of the poetry, the Prince of Denmark is caught between the physical world and the subtle, and he can't convince himself that he trusts either one. To put the argument into modern English, is dying the end or is it a kid to going to sleep? If it's like going to sleep, will it mean the end of my troubles? Or will I be engulfed in nightmares? Maybe these dreams are worse than being alive, even when life is at its most painful. I can't speak with anyone who has come back from the dead, so I can't resolve this problem. I'm left with doubt, and doubt is enough to make me cling to life. This is what Vedanta means about shifting your allegiance. If you aren't successful, you will be caught up in bewildering doubt. The secret is that you have to master the powers of the subtle world in order to let go of the physical. Right now, you rely on rational thought. You proceed from event to event in a linear way. Your physical strength enables you to manipulate objects and feel secure that you can defend yourself. Your willpower and force of character support you in accomplishing long-range goals. None of these powers are relevant to the subtle world and therefore provide no support in the afterlife. And the threshold between physical and subtle reality is very disorienting. We already experience this in dreams. In a dream, you can lift a house as easily as a feather, leap backward in time, or feel totally helpless in a frightening situation, no matter how hard you struggle to get out of it. One suddenly realizes the immense challenge of shifting one's allegiance away from the physical. I'm more drawn to people who find it difficult even to take the first steps. The fact that so few of us ever explore the mystery of life after death is testimony to our fixed allegiance. Yet there are moments when we realize that we already have the power to shift from one level of consciousness to another without the illusion of dreaming.